Victorian fire authorities continue to battle at least one uncontrolled blaze as total structural losses climb past 350. The town of Harcourt, south of Bendigo, has been among the hardest hit, where at least 47 homes and three businesses have been destroyed by fire. The town is known for its historic apple orchards, with a recent influx of boutique producers flocking to the area to take advantage of the region's lush pastoral lands. Local cider maker Michael Henry has been part of the community since the 90s. Both his home and his orchard have been severely affected. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Jade. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to say, first of all, we're really sorry for what you're going through. What can you tell me about the impact that this fire has had on your property?
On my property itself, my house has been completely destroyed and turned to rubble, but the farm and the farmhouse, the structures are all still standing, the cidery is still there, but the orchard has almost completely been burnt out.
How did you feel when you realised that your house had been destroyed?
Gutted, to say the least. It was something that I wasn't looking forward to seeing, and the day that I went down there and looked at the pile was quite heart-wrenching.
Was your house insured?
Unfortunately, it wasn't. There was a bit of a hiccup between some form of direct deposit or something like that, but it had lapsed.
Right. And what about the impact on your business? How significant is the damage to the orchard itself?
Quite significant. Huge swathes of the traditional cider apples have been completely burnt out, burnt deck, but down to little stumps. Probably I'm estimating maybe 30% of the orchard will see some form of regrowth, and maybe only 10% might actually survive. And that's just the big old growth pear trees.
Wow. And how long does it take to grow these sorts of apple trees? Do you know yet whether you'll replant?
As to the replanting, I'm not 100% sure. But once you plant an apple tree, it's 5 years to a crop, about 10 years to a commercial load. And in terms of the cider apples, they don't really start coming into good flavour until maybe 15, 20 years.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Harcourt cider maker Michael Henry is my guest. We're speaking about the devastating impact of the Victorian bushfires on local homes and businesses. Tell me about the Harcourt Cool Stores. That facility was destroyed in the fire. It sounds like it was a really important hub for the local industry there.
It was a very important hub for the local industry. They serviced 93 businesses, I believe I've been told. One of them us, of course. But it's been completely destroyed. I've spoken to Gavin Lang, who is like the president of the co-op, and he says they're setting up a temporary office so all their businesses can get to contact them at least.
So did you have stock being stored there?
I didn't have stock stored down there, but I did have a bottling plant in storage down there.
How would you describe, I suppose, the feeling in the Harcourt community more broadly at the moment? This must be such a difficult time for people who, like you, have lost their homes and have also had a significant impact on their businesses.
Sadness, heartbreak, but overwhelmingly a sense of positive community coming forward from this. The little meetings and everything that we've been having have at the VMR have shown just how strong this community is and how quick they rally behind each other.
And there has been some support, financial support, announced by the state and federal governments. There are payments to help people who don't have insurance to rebuild their homes. Is that something that you'll be looking at?
Quite possibly, yeah. It's not something that I've actually been focusing on right at this moment. I've been sort of more concerned about making sure that my mum's safe and she's still well, and that all my neighbours, those that are affected, have support and so forth. So I've been sort of chipping in, volunteering alongside the HPA and VMR and everybody else who is coming together to help and support and donate.
Does your mum live locally as well? How's she doing?
She lived at the farm.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she's doing okay, though. So,
if you don't mind taking me back to when the fire came through, what were conditions like at that time? What was going through your head as you had to make decisions on how you were going to respond?
Conditions were very scary. It was very hot. The winds were moving pretty quickly, and for a little short period of time there, as the fire was moving mainly southwards, it was a little bit hopeful that we might be able to, you know, stick it out and stay here. But as soon as the winds shifted west and the fire was being pushed straight through Harcourt, there was no anguishing decisions to be made. It was straight in, grab the cats, grabbed my passport, came back to the farm, grabbed mum, and we fled.
Had you ever experienced anything like that before?
I've not personally experienced anything like this before, but my mum has been through the Ash Wednesday fires up in the Dandenongs.
Wow. And what is Harcourt like normally? Give me a sense of the community there.
We're very strong community. We're always looking out for each other. We're always helping each other, supporting everybody around. I know myself, if any of my neighbours need anything at any point, at any time, I've always been there with either irrigation pipes, tools, a tractor to pull vehicles out of bogs in the middle of winter. And the same goes for everybody else. I know that if I ask anybody in Harcourt will put their hand up and say, I can help you out. So, yeah, good, strong community, which is being proven at the moment.
And how do you think the community recovers from here? What kind of support do you think is needed as people try to start rebuilding their lives?
So, as I said, I've been in contact quite a lot with the HPA recently, with everything that they're doing in conjunction with VMR and also the Castlemaine Community House, Tanya Butterworth there. They've been asking for donations. We have plenty of food coming in. There is a small pantry set up at VMR where there is a community lunch that is held every day at the moment from 12 till 3. The HPA have rallied and are trying to lead the recovery for the entire valley. They've set up a GoFundMe page, so a proper official GoFundMe page where people can donate money to, knowing that it is actually going to get to victims of the fire. You can find that. I'm not sure exactly 100% sure how, if you can search for it, but it's GoFundMe.com/F/Harcourt-progress-relief-fund. So for everybody out there that wishes to help, please go to that GoFundMe page and, donate. It would be greatly appreciated. Outside of that, I believe Tanya is trying to organise a central collection point in Castlemaine to take in clothing and dry goods to help out Harcourt, because apparently the op shops in Castlemaine are still inundated with all the Christmas donations and so forth. So, yeah, there is work being done quite extensively by the groups here in Harcourt to make sure that those people that need help get the help that they need.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, Michael, and all the best with what's ahead.
Thank you very much.